Racing continues here at Watkins Glen International with race group number 4. This next race is going to be the Harold W. Jacques Memorial Race, and it is T2, T3, T4, STL, STU. Here is your starting lineup. Starting 39th, car number 75, an STU car from Moab, Utah, driving a Nissan 300ZX, it's James Schlechta. Starting 38th, in the number 49 STL car from Atlanta, Georgia, in a Mazda Miata, Alan Cross. Starting 37th, car 17, STU from Bellevue, Washington, in a Miata, Whitfield Gregg. Starting 36th, in the 11 STL car from New Milford, Connecticut, in a Miata, it is Peter Brass. Starting 35th, in a 21 STL car from Hanover, Massachusetts, in a Miata, Marshall Stocker. Starting 34th, in the 81 STL car from New Milford, Connecticut, in a Miata, Thomas D. Candido. Starting 33rd, in a 68 STU car from Brooklyn, New York, in a Honda S2000, it is Michael Reese. Starting 32nd, in the 63 STL car from Boca Raton, Florida, in a Mazda MX-5, Hugh McAfee. Starting 31st in the 27 STU car from Webster, New York, in another Mazda MX-5, John Weisberg. Starting 30th in the number 7 STL car from Percival, Virginia, in a Mazda Miata, Christopher Childs. Starting 29th in the 14 STU car from Mauertown, Virginia, in a Subaru Impreza, Anthony Pacelli. Starting 28th in the 137 STL car from Bellevue, Washington, in a Miata, Amy Mills. Starting 27th in the number 5 STU car from Pompano Beach, Florida, in a Miata, Raymond Philibert. Starting 26th in the 72 STU car from Glenhead, New York, in a Lotus Exige, it is Anthony Garacci. Starting 25th in the number 70 STU car from Marshall, Virginia, in a BMW 325, it's Darren Treacle. Starting 24th in the number 19 STU car from Bowie, Maryland, in a Dodge Neon SRT4, it's Mark Liller. Starting 23rd in a 163 T3 car from Victor, New York, in a BMW 330, Jeff Perrine. Starting 22nd in the 97 T4 car from Harrison, New York, in a Subaru BRZ, Josh Cadenow. Starting 21st in the number 2 T3 car from San Jose, California, in a Ford Mustang, it is Nicole Jacques. Starting 20th in the number 4 T4 car from Queensbury, New York, in a Subaru BRZ, Ken Lendrum. Starting 19th in the 03 T2 car from Medford, Massachusetts, in a Porsche 911, it's Marizo Sirisoli. Starting 18th in the 01 T3 car from Webster, New York, in a BMW 330 Ci, it's Dina Weisberg. Starting 17th in the 56 T4 car from Hollandale, Florida, in a 2017 Toyota, it is Felix Borodotti. Starting 16th in the 186 T4 car from New York, New York, in a Subaru BRZ, Lance Bergstein. Starting 15th in the number 18 car, it's a T4 from Warrenton, Virginia, in a Mazda RX-8, Owen Scheffer. Starting 14th in the number 80 T4 car from Wilton, Connecticut, in a Mazda MX-5, Richard Astacio. Starting 13th in the 39 T3 car from Scarborough, Maine, in a BMW 330i, it's Edward Karabek. Starting 12th in the number 13 T4 car from Mooresville, North Carolina, in a 2018 Toyota, it's Devin Anderson. Starting 11th in the number 51 T4 car from Londonderry, New Hampshire, in a Mazda RX-8, Raymond Blethen. Starting 10th in the 128 T3 car from Washington, D.C., in a Subaru BRZ, it's Shoye Che. Starting 9th in the 00 T4 car from Swoyersville, Pennsylvania, in a Mazda MX-5, Mark Cefalo. Starting 8th in the number 28 car, it's a T3 out of Queensbury, New York, a Subaru STI, Jared Lendrum. Starting 7th in the 31 T4 car from Denver, Pennsylvania, in a Scion, it's Marshall Mast. Starting 6th in the 04 T3 car from New York, New York, in a Mazda MX-5, Jaden Lander. Starting 5th in a 73 T3 car from Ringe, New Hampshire, in a Ford Mustang, Daniel Moen. Starting 4th in a 116 T3 car from Boiling Springs, Pennsylvania, in a BMW 330i, Dan March. Starting 3rd in the 88 T2 car from Oswego, New York, in a Chevy Corvette, John Shannon. Starting 2nd in the 08 T2 car from Shavertown, Pennsylvania, in a Ford Mustang, Albert Nocerine. And your pole sitter, car 32, a T2 car from Chester Springs, Pennsylvania, a Corvette, and it's Joe Aquilante. That is your starting grid for race group number 4.
First and second pack is past me and down to you, Bob. Yeah, I was just going to say, first group is coming past me right now. Second group just coming down six. But these guys are ready, willing, and able to put on one heck of a show. So we're looking forward to this one, Mike. You should be seeing the first group coming out of 10 in just a second.
All right. And here they come down behind the trees over to turn number 10. Joe Aquilante, Albert Nocerin, John Shannon put on one heck of a show yesterday in that T2 battle. Dan March, Daniel Moen, Jaden Lander, great T3 battle, and they're right behind them. So three T3s at the front, followed by, or T2s at the front, followed by three T3s. This ought to be really good. As pace cars bringing them around 11, makes that right turn onto pit road, turning the race control over to Joe Aquilante. As Aquilante to 32 brings him down the front stretch. Green flag is in the air. We are back racing. And a great start by Aquilante, but Nocerin not giving up anything. They're still side by side. Shannon holding in third all by himself as Dan March and Moen and Lander, the T3 cars, did not get a really good jump. But it's Aquilante. He's got the lead by about maybe 5 or 6 feet over Nocerin. Shannon now, he is battling side-by-side with Dan March for that third place overall. That's a T2, T3 battle. But at the top of the hill, Aquilante holding point by about a car length and a half. Tim?
Mike, Aquilante still out front, maintaining that as he's coming down the front stretch here. I see two and three wide back in the pack. We'll get that straightened out here in the next lap or so. Aquilante coming into the bus stop right now. Two car length advantage over Nocerin in that 0-8. Go back about three car lengths. It's the 88 of John Shannon. Everybody else, nice single file length through the bus stop. No problems there. Back to you for the second, Mike.
All right, Garacci gets a good jump on Darren Treacle as the second pack goes through. He's already opened up about a three-car length lead over Treacle. Raymond Philibert falls back in line in third overall, and that's the STU battle. Amy Mills, she's out there, and she's got the STL lead at the start. I'm going to send the back over to you as they're coming down the backstretch.
All right, Garacci coming out front in at 23. He is dominating down this backstretch here out front by himself. Two car lengths back, Anthony Garacci, and that, still the number 70 of Darren Treacle in second with Garacci right in front of him. Two car lengths separate them. Bob, they're on their way to you.
All right, as our overall leaders head on by, that first group is putting on quite a show. But looking for our second group here with Garacci and Treacle. And Garacci has got Treacle by right now five car lengths. And that's going to be an interesting battle here. Garacci, of course, in that Lotus and Treacle in the STU BMW. So as they come up through seven, it is still Garacci with a significant lead over Treacle, and the two of them have a significant lead over the rest of the field, Philbert, Mills, and Childs, and McCaff, all of those guys in nose-to-tail kind of lockstep as you can hear them going by. But it is all over for Garacci, and Treacle got the lead on that one as they're coming up through 9 and over to 10. And over to you, Mike.
All right, the first pack is already by. It's still Aquilante with a 0.6-second lead over Albert Nocerin, Mike Shannon, or Mark John Shannon, rather. I'll get that right. About a second behind. Tim Aquilante is leading the pack. Over to you.
Yes, he is, Mike, and I think we were side-by-side. We are side-by-side, at least the back end of the car. They are tucking it back in going into turn right here at the bus stop, but the 32 is still out front. Joe Aquilante, Albert Nocerin in that 0-8 Mustang as he's making his way through. Everybody else is single file. Taking a look here, a little bit of bumping going on here between the 0-1 car and the 18 car. That is one of our T4s. Bob, they're down to you, buddy.
All right, looking at them coming through, and it is Aquilante and Nocerin, about two car lengths, maybe three car lengths as they go into the braking zone, and then followed by Shannon, also about two car lengths back as they come out of the braking zone, up the right-hand sort of paperclip, the toe of the boot, so to speak, and onto the sole. It is still Aquilante by about four car lengths. Then you've got Nocerin in car number 8, John Shannon in that car number 88 following up, and it is about another 10-15 car lengths back before you start to get much else going on. It looks like Dan Moen may have just pulled a move on Dan March as they come out of 8. Mike can settle that one out as they come out of 9 and 10. Mike, you should be seeing them in a second.
All right, well, go back to that second half of the pack, Bob. It was rather funny. Garacci had a pretty good lead on Treacle, but then when you got back to Anthony Pacelli and the rest of them, it looked like the beltwayed rush hour down there around D.C. as a whole pack of them went by. But it's Aquilante now being challenged by Nocerine. Nocerine is on driver's left. He has got the, not the preferred line. Aquilante does going into one. But Nocerine, he tried to power around the outside, couldn't do it, falls back in line about a half a car length behind Aquilante. Shannon now has moved in to about four car lengths behind Nocerine. And Nocerine did run the fastest lap of the race that time, almost 6/10 of a second faster than Aquilante, but Aquilante got the lead going over four.
Not even a car length, Mike, from what it looks like here coming down the back straight. Again, from this vantage point, nope, we're still single file about a car length as they're going into the bus stop with Aquilante, Nocerine, about five car lengths back, and the 88 is John Shannon. Go back about another 15. That's where Daniel Mellon is as they're making their way around 5B. And looking at the back of the 04 car, his whole rear end is hanging on by a thread. Bob, take a look at that. It's a 04 car. It's maroon colored on the way to you.
Looking forward to it. And Aquilante just coming out of 6, about 3 car lengths ahead of Nocerine. Nocerine about 6 car lengths ahead of Shannon right now. It's looking for the wagging tail of car number 4 here. That's Jaden Lander. As they come up through, there's Aquilante and Nocerine, car number 88, John Shannon. There's 73 and 116. That's Daniel Moen and Daniel March. Marshall Mass going by. And, yes, that 04 Miata is quite the tail wagger right there. I'm not sure if that's going to help much in the way of Arrow, but it certainly will keep other cars away from him, certainly coming up from the rear. Mike, over to you.
I tell you, it reminds me of a race at Summit Point with Chris Windsor in the parachute bumper.
Yeah, pretty much the same.
Yeah. Okay, so Aquilante, Nocerine, they're battling for the front. They're around turn 11 down the front stretch. Let's see. Now it looks like Aquilante's opened up about a 3-car length advantage over Nocerine this last lap. They go down into one. About 5 cars back is John Shannon. Dan Moen's got a car length and a half lead over Dan March. And then it goes back a ways before you get to Mark Cefalo now in 6th, Marshall Mass 7th. As our race leaders now are climbing up through the S's, and Joe Aquilante still holding point over Albert Nocerine. Tim, you can see him now.
I sure can, Mike. Good call. There's they're coming out of turn number 4. They are still duking it out up here between Aquilante and Nocerine. That's our T2s making their way down. It is a Corvette against a Mustang, a car length separating them as they're coming out of the bus stop. Go back about 10 car lengths. That's the 88 of John Shannon still maintaining about where he was. Taking a look coming into the bus stop, we have a whole gaggle of cars, three wide there. They bucked it back down to single wide. Leaders over to you, Bob.
All right. Aquilante coming down through 6 with about 3 car lengths on Albert Nocerine. As we look back a little bit further for car number 88, that's John Shannon. He's about 5 car lengths back as they come out of 6 and into 7. Coming up through 7 and up into 7A and 7B. Here we go. Aquilante with about a 3 car length lead. Nocerine not really interested in giving up and may actually have some speed on Aquilante. But John Shannon also putting some speed in on this little back short straight here as Moen and March also go on by. Mike, you're going to see our overall leaders coming to you in just a second.
All right. And Anthony Garacci now is starting to get into the back of the front pack. So our second group has caught the first group, and passing is starting there as Garacci and company now have to really start working through traffic. Here comes Aquilante and Nocerine around turn number 11 down the front stretch under the Salins Bridge. coming up to the start-finish line. It is about half a car length separating them. No Serene, again,'s got a good run, but it is Aqualante who's being smart. He's blocking that inside line so he can keep the preferred entry point into one, keeping No Serene behind him or telling him, hey, you want to pass me? You better power around the outside, buddy, because I'm not going to give it to you. They're through the S's up to the top of the hill. Aqualante now about a two-car length advantage over No Serene as they hit the top of the backstretch.
All right, this last time around, the number 13 car of Devin Anderson missed the bus stop completely, came right through the straight stretch there and slowed down because he had some other cars to take care of and let them go by. Back up front here, Aqualante and No Serene, about four car lengths separating them coming out of the bus stop. 10 on back to John Shannon, the 88. Going over here, coming into the bus stop, it's the 73 and the 116 of Daniel Moen and Dan March. They're battling out right now for T3 for their race. Bob?
All right, our overall T1 race is kind of settling out a little bit. You've got Aqualante about four car lengths ahead of No Serene. You got No Serene about seven car lengths ahead of Shannon right now as they're coming into seven and up onto the sole of the boot. But as you pointed out, Dan Moen and Dan March got a little bit of a battle going on. Mass, Cephalo, Lander, and Shea also got a little bit of a scuffle going on as they come into 7 and out of 7A. So there we go. Mike, you're going to see our overall leader, Joe Aqualante, coming to you in just a second.
All right, 13 of Devin Anderson has taken it back behind the wall. His day is done. Here comes Joe Aqualante. Looks from here about six car lengths over Albert No Serene. So apparently Albert wants to get water those horses a little bit, give them a little water, maybe give them a little more go juice to get going. Shannon dropping off about seven or eight car lengths now. As Aqualante comes down the front stretch, crosses the stripe again. At the line, No Serene, 1.2 seconds back. Shannon, 2 seconds flat behind No Serene. So no battle this time around. And it looks like Aqualante has opened it up just a little bit. I'm going to call it about five car lengths now. And still about six or seven back from No Serene to Shannon. But Aqualante, he is the class of the field so far this morning as he crests the hill and heads towards Tim.
All right, coming out of turn number four, looking like still about five car lengths separating them as they're coming down the backstretch here, coming up on the corner worker five stand, going into the bus stop right now, still about five, six car lengths separating them, and it's looking like Aqualante is getting a little bit more ahead each time he comes around, and then John Shannon in the 88 is holding his position about 10 car lengths back behind No Serene, and taking a look here at Moen in March, that has settled out just a hair, about three car lengths separating them as they're making their way through the bus stop. Leaders, over to you, Bob.
All right, as we're looking for them coming down through the hill, and yes, they are. Boy, I tell you what, things have settled out just a little bit here. As you mentioned, Tim, Aqualante got a good 5 to 10 car lengths now over No Serene. Now, as they compress down into turn seven, of course, that comes down a little bit, but still lead that Aqualante's got is pretty significant right now. Pretty much the same lead that No Serene has over Shannon right now. About another 10 car lengths. Now, just now are we seeing Moen and March and Mast and Shea as they're just coming out of seven as the rest of our overall leader and top two cars are just coming out of 10. Mike, over to you, brother.
All right, 51, Raymond Blethyn is sitting on pit road. They've got the hood up. A couple cars that did not make the starting grid, Lance Bergstein, Mark Liller, and Alan Cross. So it's Joe Aqualante still in the lead here as I'm waiting for him to come around and down the front stretch. And there is Mr. Aqualante as he crosses the line. No Serene, 1.5 seconds back. He lost about 0.3. Shannon ran his fastest lap at a 2.08.3, but still lost a little bit of time to Aqualante. Only picked up 0.1 on No Serene. But it is Aqualante now going through turns two and three, heading up to turn four through the S's. Tim, you'll see him. Let me guess now.
Yes, sir. As they make their way around of turn number four here. They got wide open track in front of them. The back of the field has already passed through 5A down into 5B and so on and so forth. Coming through, the Aqualante getting the back end up there on one of them rumble strips right in front of the Sunoco gas sign. And it's about three or four car lengths now between Aqualante and No Syringa. Still about 10 car lengths back. There is John Shannon. That's our T2s. That's our top three overall. Over to you, Bob.
All right, as we're looking for him to come out of the hill, there he is, Aqualante. And just as you mentioned, Tim, about three to four car lengths back is No Serene. Now you've got about 10 car lengths back before you get to Scott or John Shannon. Said Scott Shannon.
Yeah, I caught that.
Yeah, I did the same thing earlier.
Yeah, Mr. DJ from New York City. But nevertheless, you've got Shannon is doing his best to keep in touch with these guys that are in front of him. That is your T2 race. T3, Moen and March and Shay. Those guys are like just now getting to turn seven. So way, way, way back there. Got their own race going, but our overall leaders coming into 9 and over to 10, Joe Aqualante in car number 32. Mike, coming to you.
All right, well, let's do a mid-race report here. In STL, Amy Mills has the lead over Christopher Childs, Hugh McAfee third, Thomas DiCandido fourth, Peter Brass fifth, Marshall Stocker in sixth. In STU, Anthony Garacci's got the lead, Darren Treacle second, Anthony Pacelli third, Raymond Philibert, fourth. Michael Reese, fifth. John Weisberg, sixth. James Schlecht is seventh. Whitfield Gregg is eighth. In T2, Joe Aqualante's got the lead over Albert Nocerine and John Shannon. Maurizio Cirasoli is one lap down in fourth. T3, Daniel Moen's got the lead over Dan March. They've been fighting for that spot all race. Still going hot and heavy. Shoye Che is running third. Jared Lendrum, fourth. Jaden Lander, fifth. Dina Weisberg, sixth. Edward Karabek, seventh. Nicole Jacques, eighth. Jeff Perrine running in ninth. And finally in T4, Marshall Mast has the lead. Mark Cefalo, second. Richard Astacio, third. One lap down. Owen Scheffer, fourth. Jason Caden now, fifth. Felix Borodotti, sixth. Ken Lendrum, seventh. Raymond Blethyn, eighth. Devin Anderson out of the race. And now it's showing Astacio and Scheffer on the lead lap yet, but they are close to being lapped. Tim, over to you.
All righty, taking a look coming down through here. Let's see here. We got the 70 coming through, the 73 and the 116. That's going to be Daniel Moen and Dan March. Our race leaders are over to you, Bob.
Yep, they sure are. Just coming into 7, Joe Aqualante coming up the hill and into the sole of the boot here as he is putting on just a driving exhibition of how to drive this track. And there's not a whole lot that Al Nasserine can do about it. He's just hanging in there. He's got about 5 car lengths back, about 10 car lengths back, John Shannon, as they come through 8 and just are on a cruise in those T2 cars. Still looking for Moen and March. There they are. They're just now coming out of 7, but they are pretty much side by side right now with car number 73, Daniel Moen, in ahead right now. He just pulled out in front of March again, and Moen has got the run going. And March is still hanging on with that by about a car length. Mike, over to you, buddy.
Tell you, the guy that's on the move is that 72 Lotus, Anthony Garacci. He is up to 12th as he is passing all sorts of people in that STU car. Aqualante is by. No Serene, 1.1 second behind him, about 4 car lengths. John Shannon, about another 7 or 8 back in third. Now, Daniel Moen and Dan March, I think we're going to drop back and watch the T3 race for a bit, as it is a good battle going for the top spot, as here they go by me right now. And it is Moen, and he's got about 5-foot lead on March as they go down into turn number 1. And that's going to be a dark blue, maybe a black car with a silver one right behind him, Tim, as they are coming now up to turn number 2. Still about a half a car length separating them. Daniel Moen's got the lead. Dan March wants it, but he's willing to sit behind him right now. They're just crested the hill at 4 right now, Tim.
All right, Joe Aqualante is touching the back of the field with a car length left to go with the back of the field as he was going through 5A and 5B. Back here between Moen and I'm sorry, yeah, Moen and March. There's about two car lengths separating them coming into the bus stop here, and that Mustang is just moving right now, but don't let that BMW fool you. He is right behind him. That closed in to almost nose to tail with about a car length, Bob, as they're coming down towards 6 right now.
Aquilante goes past me right now with the as he's moving through, but there's the Moen and March race, and they are about a car length apart, as you mentioned, Tim, and it's compressing down as they get into the braking zone for 7, going into that uphill right-hander that's essentially a U-turn. That is the toe of the boot, and there's a lot of things that go on there, and what's going on right now? Well, they're side-by-side. As they come on by, car number 73 got a little bit of a run on car number 116, and he is in the lead right now. That is Moen over March. March right on his bumper as they go into 9. Mike, you're going to see him coming out of the woods at 10, and they're only about a half a car length apart.
All right, and No Serene now is starting to close in on Aquilante up in the front here. As that lead for Joe has dropped down to 0.7 seconds, John Shannon way off the pace now, 5 seconds behind them. Moen and March still waiting for them to come around the corner, come down the front stretch here, as it looks like Aquilante and No Serene are dealing with some lap traffic now. But coming across, it's Moen, about a car length, maybe 2 back, is Dan March. It's that starting to open up just a little bit here at the line. Tim, over to you.
Already taking a look for them as Aquilante and No Serene made their way around some lap traffic. They're going to have a little bit of a distance before they run into some more. And taking a look here, the only car I have in front of me right now is the 17. There they are. They are coming out of turn number 4 right now. And it is Moen and March coming on down. About 2 car lengths from this distance, as it looks. We'll update that here in a hot second. Yep, still about 2 car lengths coming in to, the 73 slowing down there a little bit going into the bus stop, and that made Dan March hit the brakes too. So right now, there was about a 3 car length lead. That compressed down to about 1, Bob, as they were coming down through there. Not sure if Daniel Moen, if he made a little bit of a bad decision there, and that made that little bit of a crunch up.
Yeah, it got them closer once again. Yeah, they're only about a car length apart as they come into the braking zone for 7. It's Moen over March, and that little boo-boo there with the braking into the bus stop really put them back close together again. As they come up into the sole of the boot, out of the toe, look at this. Car number 73, Daniel Moen, puts his foot into it. Something's going on with March. That's car number 116. He's dropped probably 10, 15 car lengths back as just in this back straight here. It doesn't look like he's off pace, but obviously Daniel Moen found something that he didn't have before. And, Mike, you're going to see Moen about 10, 15 car lengths ahead of March right now.
Yeah, I see him coming around turn 10 now, and that race is pretty much done. Up in the front, Aquilante starting to pull away a little bit from No Serene. He's opened it up to about 4 car lengths. As I can see going down the backstretch, Tim, he's got traffic they're coming up on.
A lot of traffic, Mike, as they're coming up, probably about 5 or 6 cars as those cars are going into the bus stop. And here comes Aquilante into the bus stop, nice and smooth, no direct cars passing right now. But he's got the 81 in his sights as he's making it through. The 75 is in front of Moen right now. I'm sorry, in front of No Serene as he makes their way past. The traffic is not the issue. Catching him on the turns is what's going to hang him up, Bob.
Yeah, and that's and they're coming up on a lot of lap traffic right now, and that's going to get it's going to allow No Serene to get a little closer to Aquilante, much closer than he's been in the past. But Aquilante is facing about 5 cars in front of him right now as they come out of 7. Now this is where Aquilante just can pour the coal on it and go past, and that's exactly what he's doing. He's moving on past, but No Serene also out driver's right, and he's moving past cars as well. There's 3 slower cars in between them right now, And Aqualante is just about clear. All the slower cars, Moserine is buried in the middle of them as they come into nine. Aqualante gets past the last of the slower cars and puts all of those cars a lap down. And as he comes out of 10, he should be in the clear, Mike.
All right, here he comes around turn number 10 and into that short chute. And Moserine right now still stuck behind one more slower car. I should say lapped car. I don't know if he got around him before 11, but he should get by him on the front stretch. Here comes Aqualante. He crosses the line. Now, there goes Moserine. He finally does get around those slower cars, but he's now two full seconds behind Aqualante. Aqualante through turn number one easily. About seven car length advantage over Moserine. He goes into turn number two, through the S's and up the hill. Moserine puts his foot down, trying to catch Aqualante, but it's going to be a daunting task. We've got three to go as our race leader crosses the top of the hill.
This is quite the spectacle to see between Aqualante and Moserine, because they have spread out just a little bit. But the good news is wide open track, clear down to at least turn six that they got going into the bus stop now. About eight, nine cars separating Aqualante and Moserine as they're coming out of the bus stop and into turn 5B. Looking here, it's the slower car, 68 to 63 to 27. They're running pretty good. And there's John Shannon caught behind some traffic that is too wide in front of him. Bob, race leaders, over to you.
Looking for it, and there they are. Yeah, pretty much a clear track ahead of them. Moserine about 10, 15 car lengths back behind Aqualante, and then Moen and March back there as well, about another 20 car lengths. But Aqualante is still putting on a driving exhibition, as he has the entire race here. And it just doesn't get much better. Moserine, the best he can do right now is hope that something happens in the next couple of laps, and we don't anticipate that at all. Moserine, 10 car lengths back from Aqualante, and Shannon, about 25 car lengths back from Moserine. A lot of traffic in between Shannon and Moen and March. Over to you, Mike.
All right. As someone once told me, maybe Albert Moserine needs to pedal faster to catch up Aqualante. When they get over here to the line, as they're both around turn 10 now and heading over to 11, we will have two laps to go here at Watkins Glen, as Aqualante has the lead coming around 11 under the Salins Bridge down the front stretch. He's going to cross the line here in a moment, and there he is, about five car lengths ahead of Moserine, who has taken that two-second lead and cut it down to 1.2. He picked up about eight-tenths of a second on that lap on Aqualante. They're both through turn number one, still about five car lengths separating them. Joe says, I am not going to let you catch me. It's too close to the end of the race. I don't want to battle. I just want the win. Through the S's, top of the hill, and trucking on down to Tim.
There they are coming out of four, still about the same distance as they're coming down through. So Moserine is probably calculating in his head with his less than two laps to go what he needs to do here as they're coming through the bus stop, already coming out. It is Aqualante and Moserine. Seven, eight car lengths separate them as he gives that Mustang the gas going into turn 5B and down out of my sight. Now the 88 of John Shannon is pretty much wide open now, running about 20, 25 car lengths behind Moserine. Bob?
There comes Aqualante and Moserine, about 10 car lengths apart as they get to the base of 6, coming out of 6 and going into the entry of 7, into a little bit of a braking zone there. They compress down just a little bit, as you would expect. Now, looking back, Shannon is just now getting into 7 as Aqualante is coming out. Moserine now coming out. And that distance between Aqualante and Moserine is about half of the distance between turn 7A and 8. So that little back straight here, the sole of the boot, is about half the is about the distance between Aqualante and Moserine. About the same distance back to Shannon. Aqualante coming up into 10. And, Mike, you'll see him in just a minute as he comes out of the woods.
All right, and he'll get the white flag this time around. But quietly, Darren Treacle at STU got around Anthony Garacci for the STU lead. Treacle and Garacci are running 5th and 6th overall. They're running lap times equal to Joe Aqualante and Albert Moserine. So those two guys quietly are flying. There goes Aqualante with the white flag. Moserine 3.5 seconds back. I don't think Nosrine has anything left. There goes John Shannon as he goes by. 4.4 seconds behind Nosrine. Now we should see the 73 of Daniel Moen should be the next car through.
Actually, Riegel and Garacci on the way.
Yep. All right, well, we got the leaders heading over towards Tim. I'm going to send it over there.
Alrighty, they're coming down the back straight here out of four. There is going to be a slower car, probably about 30 car lengths in front of Aqualante now. That would be the number 51 car. But looking like a good bit of distance from the last time that Aqualante and Nosrine came around. I don't know if some slower traffic got caught up there or not. But, Bob, that's looking about 10, 12 car lengths in between Aqualante and Nosrine, about another 15, 20 back. There's John Shannon and her third overall. Bob?
Yep, and Aqualante is coming up on some slower traffic, as you mentioned, but I doubt that's going to create much of a buzz for him, nor give Nosrine much help in getting up to him. But Aqualante coming into the braking zone of 7, coming up through 7 up the uphill turn, and the car in front of him is getting a little bit of a, hey, you got a faster car coming, wave at him. And another one as Nosrine goes on by. Nosrine down to probably a good 7 car lengths behind Aqualante. He knows he's got to make it happen if he's going to get anywhere as close to him. But Aqualante on a roll as he comes out of 9 into 10. And over to you, Mike, for the last time.
All right, Whitfield Gregg back behind the wall calls it a day with 1 to go. Here comes our race leader, Joe Aqualante, around turn number 11 down the front stretch. He is going to see that checkered flag here in just a few moments. And when he does, he will pick up the proverbial golden broom for sweeping the weekend here in T2. As he gets the win, Nosrine comes in behind him, 1.1 second back. Tried to make up some time, actually made up 2.3 seconds, but not enough. John Shannon comes in third. Now, the fastest lap of the race so far was run this last lap by Darren Treacle. So let's look for the 70 of Treacle and the 72 of Garacci. They're the next ones in line. In fact, never mind. Here they come now around turn number 11. As it's going to be Darren Treacle with about a 5-car length advantage over Garacci. It's a run down the front stretch now. And there it is by about 5-car lengths. Darren Treacle wins STU. Anthony Garacci finishes in second. And that wraps Daniel Moen, comes across. He wins T3. Dan March finishes second. Shohei Chi finishes third in T3. Looks like Marshall Mast will win T4 over Mark Cefalo. So as the rest of the cars come across, here is your final rundown in this race. In STL, Christopher Childs gets the win. Amy Mills second. Hugh McAfee finishes third. Excuse me. Coming in fourth, Thomas DiCandido, Peter Brass fifth, Marshall Stocker in sixth. In STU, Darren Treacle gets the win. Anthony Garacci second, Anthony Pacelli third, Raymond Philibert comes in fourth. Michael Reese fifth, John Weisberg sixth, James Schlecht is seventh, Whitfield Gregg eighth. In T2, Joe Aqualante gets the win over Albert Nosrine, John Shannon third, Maurizio Sarasoli finishes in fourth. Sorry. In T3, Daniel Moen gets the win. Dan March second. Shioye Chi finishes third. Jared Landham fourth. Jayden Lander fifth. Dina Weisberg sixth. Edward Karabek, seventh. Nicole Jacques, eighth. Jeff Perrine, ninth. And finally, in T4, Marshall Mast gets the win over Mark Cefalo. Richard Astacio finishes third. Owen Scheffer, fourth. Jason Cade, now fifth. Felix Borodotti, sixth. Ken Lendrum, seventh. Raymond Blethyn, eighth. And Devin Anderson in ninth. All right, it's time to take a lunch break, and we'll be back shortly with race group number 5. You are listening to the 2022 Hoosier Racing Tire SECA Super Tour live on SECA.com/live. PMN2.com, and on the Performance Motorsports Network.